Welcome to the Passive House Podcast. G'day, my name is Matthew Cutler-Welsh, and along with co-host Zach Senke, we're here to bring you the latest and greatest Passive House information and inspiration from around the world. The Passive House Podcast is a project of the Passive House Accelerator. Find out more at passivehouseaccelerator.com. Today's episode is an introduction into who we are. You'll be hearing from Zach Senke, who's the director of the Passive House Accelerator, Michael Ingwe, a leading Passive House architect and also founder of the Accelerator, and myself, Matthew Cutler-Welsh. In future episodes, we're really looking forward to bringing you stories from the growing Passive House community all around the world. These are certainly strange and uncertain times, but there's a lot of hope out there too. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you stick around and subscribe to the show. So here it is, our first introduction episode of the Passive House Podcast. Enjoy. Zach, I feel like you should probably introduce yourself first.
Okay. Well, I'm Zach Senke, and I'm director of the Passive House Accelerator, and I'm so happy and excited to be in that role and to be working with Michael Ingwe, who founded the Accelerator and is also on the podcast right now. You know, it's I feel so excited about the potential for buildings to play a role in mitigating and addressing climate change. And it's so important to fully realize that potential through Passive House. It's so important to share expertise and lessons learned and mistakes made across disciplines around the world. And that's what the Accelerator is about. So that's probably enough for now, but I'm excited to be here.
Cool. Michael, a lot of people will know you already, particularly people that have tuned into the Passive House Accelerator, but give us a little bit of your background before you got into Passive House Accelerator. Where do you come from?
So I'm originally from New York, still in New York. I live in Brooklyn, New York, and I've been working with Bax Dingwe, I think, 26 years now. I became Ben Bax's partner, I think, in 2001 or two. I can't really remember the exact year, but we've been doing townhouses for a while. I mean, my partner's been in business over 40 years, and we do a lot of these historic masonry retrofits, and we do work outside of the city as well. But my first foray into Passive House was when we did a renovation next to Sam McAfee and Ken Levinson, and they were doing a Passive House in Brooklyn, and we were doing a house next to theirs. And theirs performed so much better than ours and had so little utilities included in, you know, less mechanicals and less ductwork. It was quiet inside. I was sold. So we hired Sam to be our passive consultant for the next five or six houses we did. And that's how it started. And then our first house was a little rocky, like too many people's first passive houses. And we decided at that point that our next passive house, we were going to put a boatload of time into creating a repeatable approach that we could share with everybody and open our job sites and get everybody's opinions. And that's where a lot of the kind of a large amount of sharing happened with our office, where we were meeting with lots of other architects and lots of other builders and opening the sites up. And five or six or seven projects later, we had this repeatable approach that I was talking about at conferences. And the Accelerator was born just because I felt like it would be all these great people I was learning from at the conference. It'd be great if it didn't end at the conference. It'd be great if everybody could just collaborate more. I wasn't the only one opening up our sites. Everybody else was too. And I wasn't the only one sharing all of our details. Everybody was too. So it was really to create a place where everybody could just share the information and to accelerate the growth. And then coming back to that person doing their first passive house, that they don't have that learning curve, that they can learn from what we've done, copy what we've done to a certain extent, kind of make it better, and then share with us, you know, what's better. And we've got that feedback looping happening now in New York, all over in Brooklyn. There's a lot of architects doing Passive House. So that feedback loop is constant. I'm constantly getting emails. Hey, I did this because you did it, but hey, I also did this. It's much better. And just it's really kind of, to use the word accelerating, it's really accelerating that piece. So the Passivhouse Accelerator was really born from wanting to share that in a much broader range.
Cool. Yeah, well, there's a lot to pick up on there. Thanks, Michael. And also, I should say at the outset, thank you for all that you've done to date and just getting a bunch of people together online. I know that a lot of people have found it really valuable based on the feedback. My name's Matthew Cutler-Welsh. I'm in Auckland in New Zealand, and at the moment, I'm a board member of the Passive House Institute for New Zealand. So we're an affiliate of Passive House International. And I'm not an architect and I'm not a builder. I did do engineering where I got inspired to think about systems, and particularly things like buildings and houses. I was really into sustainability. And I think what I was looking for when I went to engineering school was sustainability engineering. But that doesn't really exist as a thing. Since then, I've discovered building science, I've discovered rating tools, and in that process, I've come across Passive House. The first Passive House in New Zealand was kind of started around 2012, and it was quite a big event, both for people to get their heads around things like airtightness, because that is a real barrier for people still, because they think that airtightness is going to stop them from having indoor-outdoor flow and they're going to be sealed up in this box. So people tend to have a little bit of a freak out about that. But since then, things have gathered momentum, not in a linear way, but in a steeper curve now that things are starting to ramp up. We have about 30 certified passive houses in New Zealand, but that there are a lot more out there that aren't fully certified, but the pace is definitely picking up and we're seeing more types of passive house buildings around New Zealand now. So we're getting our first co-housing project is being built currently. And hopefully there's going to be some social housing. Our first social housing project will be underway shortly after that. We've got a couple of apartment buildings. So it's starting to grow out of just the individual standalone, fairly high-end houses into a much broader part of the market. So that's me. And I've been talking to people around a few conferences, particularly Elrond Burrell, who's the he's the chair of Passive House Institute here in New Zealand. He's also been a speaker at a few Passive House conferences. Been talking for a while about doing a Passive House podcast. And when I heard the accelerator was starting up and I saw what the accelerator was doing, we sort of got together and said, hey, we should combine efforts and let's do this thing. Let's create the Passive House podcast. So here we are. And thank you, Zach, for making it happen. So you said at the outset you're director of Passive House Accelerator now?
That's right.
And so what does that mean for you at the moment?
Well, you know, we're a clearinghouse of and aggregator of great content that Passive House thinkers and leaders around the world are creating, right? So part of my role is to keep an eye out for great content and to alert people to that on the accelerator site, you know, writing smart short articles about, hey, check this out, this great project or think piece on indoor air quality, you name it. So part of it is that. I also have had the pleasure of doing some interviews, some of which will probably be featured on the podcast.
Yeah.
with leaders in the Passive House world about their work and their perspectives and their, you know, their understandings of, you know, where the challenges are and the opportunities are for growth. And, you know, you mentioned the sense of, you know, rapid, perhaps exponential growth going on in New Zealand, and I think we see that all over the world, and in the United States that's certainly happening. FIAS numbers are that every year there's a doubling of units, passive house units in the US. And I know PHI has seen, you know, really rapid growth around the world as well. So another piece is producing events, and that has been really exciting and one of those kind of silver linings of this COVID time. So we just finished our 21st weekly global passive house happy hour yesterday, last night. And
they are truly global.
Yeah.
Although I noticed yesterday that, interestingly, the timing of those puts it at about 1 a.m. in Germany.
Yeah, that's something we're going to have to grapple with that. It's not very fair to the Europeans.
It's tricky, though. But you still managed to get in excess of 150 people on those calls.
That's right. And that's right.
I see people in Australia, I see people in Europe that are in the middle of their night.
Yeah.
But it's just fantastic to see, have that global community that come together on a weekly basis. And some of the presentations are just amazing. They're just the quality that you'd hope to see at any conference, but the amount that people share and the just the inspiration that you get from those projects is quite incredible.
I feel the questions that also come after it and the after hour, you know, you've got these experts from all throughout the world in one place really picking apart, you know, how something's piped or how something's installed for 30 minutes. And you've got a whole bunch of us just following along, and we're going to put that into our drawings tomorrow. You know, it's great. It's interesting, and it gives them the ability to really kind of interact in a way that I think they might not be able to do in their daily lives, because they're already so far ahead of the curve sometimes that it's hard to find someone that can really interact with them at that level. And you've got a whole bunch of these folks at the happy hour from all over, and it's for me quite a lot of fun to listen. I learn a lot.
What is it about Passive House that makes architects and potential competitors so willing to share?
It's a good question. And I will say, when I went to my first Passive House conference, I was amazed. I think it was Chris Benedict that I went to her talk, and she's going through all the things that went wrong on her building and what she did to make them right. And she's like putting up the specs of what she used. And then I went to the next person, and I think it was actually, I can't remember who it was, but it was Tomas O'Leary. And he was just going through different elements and how he did it. And I was like, what's happening here? Architects will talk about failure openly.
All those things we actually did wrong.
It's like a theme. It's a, you know, what went wrong and how did I fix it? And getting excited about it and tracking it. And it was fantastic. And I think it's exciting. I mean, I'll use myself as a good example. I remember learning just about thermal bridges, you know, 8-9 years ago, which is stupid. You know, I mean, buildings have I done, and realizing what I could do to remove the thermal bridges. I was so excited that it was so easy to deal with if you just knew how to do it. And that I was telling everybody, and then architects were telling other people. And I think it's just exciting that, like, it's out there and it's not a gizmo. It's not like a thing you plug in. It's not a thing you, like, you know, bolt on somewhere. It's just better building. And some of it challenges what you know and what you've assumed, and it can't be unlearned. It's just so interesting. It's fun.
And it is so real, that dynamic of just free sharing that does kind of run counter to at least the stereotype of sort of the, you know, closely guarded intellectual property in the architectural field. I think there might be a couple of other dynamics that are behind that. One is that there is a real sense of mission, you know, like we're really trying to make a difference in the passive house community world around the, you know, buildings and the future of the planet. So there is that kind of, I think, that energy. But also, you know, there is that feeling that, you know, with modernism and mechanical engineering and big mechanical systems, that architects sort of ceded part of their role and their authority to making great buildings. And passive house is kind of re-engaging and reclaiming that as well. And I think that that's something that's really exciting. I've seen that excitement among, you know, the Passhouse designers I know. So, but it's, I don't know, for whatever reason it's really true. And it has been the case. Like, I've been part of the Passhouse community for 10 years. And from day one, that kind of spirit of sharing has been part of it. And the happy hours are definitely, they're dynamic because that's the culture that is the Passhouse community for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're doing a good plug here for the happy hour, which is awesome. and also for Passive House Accelerator. So there might be some people listening who don't know what the Passive House Accelerator is.
Well, it's at passivehouseaccelerator.com. So it's all spelled out. It's a pretty long URL. And it's an online global platform for information sharing about Passive House. So you can find articles there about Passive House certification or Passive House detailing, cool projects. You can find information about great events. We've got a very active events calendar on the site. Find videos. You know, and also you can contribute. We're constantly looking for new contributors and articles and a 2-minute project tour of your house if you live in a passive house. You know, it really can be anything. So you can go to passivehouseaccelerator.com or email me at hello@passivehouseaccelerator.com.
And it's worth noting that all of those events are happening right now. This is August 2020. Most of the world, or a good chunk of the world, is in some state of lockdown or not being able to get out into real events. But there's stuff still going on. So this is a great way for people to connect and not socially distance while they're physically distanced and network around the world with other people. So just to clarify that's all those events are happening. And I would admit it feels like there's been a growth even during the pandemic. Is that what you've seen, Zach?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're the number of people who are subscribed to, we have a weekly newsletter. The number of people who have subscribed to the newsletter is growing very rapidly. It's almost tripled since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And we have, I think we have, 2,000 people who are registered to attend the happy hour. And so, on any given Wednesday, not everybody is there. You know, it's more of like a couple hundred people, but the audience of folks who are participating in this, what has become an online community, is growing rapidly for sure. Yeah.
Michael, I think we should get you back and maybe have a dedicated episode just talking about your journey and about the work that you're involved in. But for right now, there is a chance that people might be listening to this who have heard of Passive House but don't really know what it is. What's your take? How would you define Passive House, or how do you explain Passive House to people that are coming across it for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I deal with that quite a bit because we walk around with clients looking at houses that need a lot of renovation work. Most of the work we do are renovations. And the way I usually describe Passive House and introduce it to people, a lot of our houses, by the way, are much older masonry buildings, very often in historic districts, but performing horribly. I mean, they're cold and they're damp and they've got radiators where they didn't belong and all sorts of things that you see on the inside of these beautiful buildings. And so very often I'm walking through with them and I'm saying, well, if you want to get rid of this radiator and if you want to get rid of the radiator pipes, we could probably do a passive house. We'll get closer to that. And if you want to get rid of all the bugs and dust and be sealed from all the neighbors' elements, we could probably do a passive house. And if you wanted to get rid of all the street noise and have a really serene, quiet environment, maybe even with some filtered fresh air 24/7, we could do a passive house. It'd be really a great environment inside. And if that's the case, I almost barely need to heat and cool your house at all. With a little extra insulation, you know, you're really going to have almost no mechanicals. And you know, like, what's a passive house? what is that? I want those things. So it's really the amenities. People are sold on the amenities, especially in the city. People don't know to ask the questions. They don't know to ask, hey, can I have a house sealed from bugs, dust, and other outside elements? They didn't know they could have that. People don't know that they can have filtered fresh air 24/7. They didn't know that that thing even existed. So, but once they do know these things, they want it. They want it more than they want the Sub-Zero refrigerator or the big kitchen. It becomes the element that does not go away. I've had people to say to me, "Oh, I don't know that I want to go full certified passive house, but I want those things." And then they wind up doing a full certified passive house because that's the only way you get those. But coming back to what is a passive house, the way I also describe it, but I never start this way, is it's just a really well-built, well-insulated, well-sealed house that feels really good to live in. And once you do that, once you've created that well-sealed, well-built house, you don't need a lot of mechanicals. And you've got a house that's kind of clutter-free and just is a wonderful, serene place to live with your family.
And I guess the fact that you're having these conversations, focusing on those amenities, like you say, that hits at the heart of how we can do a better job of telling the story about passive house. But it also reminds us within the passive house community that there are still people out there, surprisingly, that haven't heard of it or might need some help in realizing that it is an option or knowing the right questions to ask. And I guess that brings us back to the mission of the Accelerator is to grow that understanding within our industry to help architects, specifiers, builders, lawmakers, ideally, to have these conversations with people and to ask those right questions. But also, hopefully, we can broaden the audience out to homeowners and facility managers and building operators, maintenance guys as well. So more and more people understand those benefits and the amenity, not necessarily getting bogged down in the certification process and all of that at the start, but just, you know, how do I want this building to perform? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's all of the other benefits that go along with that, involved with using less energy and, you know, being more resilient, having more durable buildings, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. You know, when I met a client before, we talked about passive house and we walked through a project. We're talking about how we want to design it. The space is going to feel like this. We can put a kitchen here, a bathroom there. I don't tell them anything about how I'm going to file it at the building department and all my building department drawings in the process of doing that. Yeah. They don't care. They just know that I did it. So it's the same with passive house. We tell them what they're going to get out of it. And they don't even need to know about the process. They just need to know that that's what we do for a living. We do that.
We'll talk more about passive house, what it is, what it isn't, as we go on. I think that's a really good introduction of us, who we are. I certainly feel very privileged to be talking to you guys. I'm just someone down in New Zealand who happens to have a microphone. But I'm really excited to talk to more of the guests from the Accelerator and tell their stories to a wide audience as well, and also hear some other stories from builders, designers, architects, and homeowners as well from around the world. Because what we're wanting to do with this podcast is to inform, carry on the conversation, but also inspire people as well to think about different ways and better ways of building. So, Zach, you and I have talked about our intention of doing a weekly show.
That's right. Let's do it.
Yeah. And that's going to be the format will be mostly interviews. So if you are interested or if you've got topics that you'd like us to cover, it'd be great to get in touch.
Oh, yeah. It's hello@passivehouseaccelerator.com.
And definitely encourage people to jump on to the Passive House Accelerator website and also sign up there, stay in touch with the newsletter. We're on social media all over the place as well.
That's well, right. Thanks. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're there. We'd love to engage with you.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for tuning in and listening to this introduction episode of Passive House Podcast. We've got lots of great content already lined up, so please go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss out. And tell others about the show too. Don't forget that the Passive House Podcast is a project of the Passive House Accelerator. Find out more at passivehouseaccelerator.com.